3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. If you were invisible for one day, what would you do? I'm not coming up with my own answers for this question. One is rob a bank, of course. Another one is entering other people's houses. I'd like to know how their interiors are and how different it is compared to mine. I want to go over the first answer of the second question, which is robbing a bank. Some people may think that it's funny, and I just don't find it funny at all. The thing is that you can get caught for stealing money, and you will be detected for suspicious activity. That's a possibility. There are security cameras installed just for people's safety, and the money will not be stolen. Someone said this on Reddit. They will still detect you if you're invisible. They have thermal detection shown to hundredths of a degree Fahrenheit, as well as metal detection, weight direction, as well as infrared laser detection. No way you're getting through that security while it's on, even if you're invisible. And if you think that's just big banks, no, it's any bank, even tiny local ones. Plus, they only keep like 10k in cash for local ones, and probably 100k for inner city ones, and $1 million for large head locations. That's what someone said, and I agree. I don't think that people are able to get away with stealing money while they are invisible, because this is a white collar crime. Being invisible may be a power that can be mistakenly delicate. That's how I look at it. It may go wrong when you think that you can get away with things while you are being invisible. Overall, robbing a bank is a crime. No one wants to be known as the thief. That title is very negative, and no one wants to be attached to that title. The thing is that it does not matter if it was a major bank such as Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, or other big banks. Credit unions are banks too. They don't play when people rob a bank, when people steal money. It doesn't matter if someone thinks that they can get away with it too. Someone's gonna sit behind bars. I want to go over the second answer. It is going to people's houses while you are invisible. This is a robbery and home invasion. If I was invisible, I would not do something like this, because I'm not going to jail overseeing what people's homes look like. I highly believe that people are gonna notice you. No one is stupid enough to allow some random person in their home. It would not matter if I did not take anything, because I'm in someone's home. Evading someone's privacy is still a crime. Someone could have home security installed in their own homes. These people think that they can get away with it by being in a Harry Potter movie. That's a comparison. The thing is that a cloak is not real the way we saw in one of the Harry Potter movies. If you guys are familiar with it, the cloak is a cloth that makes you invisible. This idea reminded me of a time where a lot of YouTubers would do the challenge called the 24-hour challenge in someone's home without the residents knowing about it. Another one would be the 24-hour challenge in a store or the mall without the people knowing about it. I find it very terrifying, because someone will get caught. I can never do something like this for clout. I watched these videos when I was in junior or senior high school. I never found it funny. I can imagine myself getting caught, especially in a YouTube video. The worst I expect to happen is someone getting caught and the police coming for these people. I can imagine getting jumped, or someone's about to shoot me once they enter my home. Someone could have a knife while someone was invisible. To think about how people want to commit crimes by being invisible, I think about how I can prevent being robbed. How can I prevent people committing theft? How can I prevent people from wanting to steal from me? I may not own a vehicle right now. I also think about how people want to mess with my vehicle, especially in an expensive vehicle. If I were to live in a big house, I don't know how I can prevent my home from getting robbed, especially when I live by myself. I just think that people have things that are expensive, so people have to consider that get stolen when they allow a lot of unfamiliar people in their home. As far as the similarities, I noticed that this type of stuff, robbing a bank and robbing people's homes, has been on a rise these years, especially the past couple years. I feel that submitting fraudulent documents when having access to the loans equates to robbing a bank. That's stealing money. People can't get away with doing fraudulent stuff because that stuff is tracked. The bank tracks these things. Trust me, we hear stories where people submit fake documents or write fake information to get any type of loans, so they floss on social media. I don't want to talk about social media too much. One of the reasons I can come up with people committing robberies is that they don't like where they're at for their money status, whether they are poor or not, and people refuse to believe in hard work. There's nothing wrong with being financially free. When you have a number of people who excessively show off, then there's something wrong. It's suspicious. People who excessively show off get tracked for suspicious activity. Jealousy is a dangerous disease. Greed is a real disease. It sounds very contagious to me. When people commit robberies, then a lot of privileges get taken away from them once they're caught. That is why it will not work to be invisible by committing robberies. I hope that it makes sense.
I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.